Chapter 3. Weeks had passed, and Catherine's meager funds were rapidly dwindling to nothing. She had been forced to move from the smart Young's Hotel to a boarding house, recommended to her by one of the chambermaids. It was clean, but her room had few homely touches.
"Catherine, I have tickets for the theater this evening. Would you like to join me?"
Gwen cried happily as she burst through the door.
"I cannot possibly afford to pay you back," Catherine admitted. "I should so love to see the new production, though."
"You ninny,"
Gwen said affectionately. She had truly been sent to Catherine from heaven. From the very first, she had taken her under her wing, and Catherine, usually so taciturn and closed-mouthed about her troubles, had found herself confiding in her from the start.
"The concierge at the hotel gets us tickets. We don't pay a penny for them. It will be up in the gods and standing, but a night out is a night out. They will go to waste if you will not come with me, as all my friends are working tonight."
"Then I shall be delighted to accompany you."
Gwen smiled at her gently.
"It might take your mind off your troubles for a short while, at least. I could maybe ask if they need anyone to work at the hotel if things get too tight."
"Thank you, but it would be too hard, being a guest 1 week and an employee there soon after. It would not be right, and besides, I would be too easy to find there. I have to get out of Boston, though if one of those gentlemen I wrote to does not respond, I shall be stranded here."
"How many did you send letters to, Catherine?"
12. I was careful, picked those that sounded the most intelligent, affluent, and kind, though it is hard to tell from an advertisement, of course. But I so hope one of them will respond soon. I know it can take weeks for posts to reach places such as Texas and Montana, but I had penciled into my calendar that I might be able to expect replies this week. Yet there is nothing. Catherine could hear the fear and anxiety in her own voice.
"Maybe they needed time to sort through their responses and make a decision," Gwen said, placating her. "I am sure someone will write and will be determined to have you join him post-haste. Now, shall we dress up tonight or down?"
Catherine allowed her friend to coax her towards the little mirror above the chest of drawers. She unpinned her long chestnut locks and began to brush them out.
"You have such lovely hair, Catherine.